mixed bag. We made some plays, particularly on defense. We didn't make enough plays on offense. Didn't take care, good enough care of the football. Too many administrative penalties and too many drops out of the wide receiver. So got our work cut out for us. We need every bit of these last 3 weeks. Today was practice 8. And so we need every one of these next 21 practices.
I still believe the receivers will be good enough in the long run?
Yeah, we're playing with a lot of freshmen at receiver right now with Timmy Patrick out in the pit and Kenneth Scott in the pit and Braden Singleton, even though he's a freshman as well in the pit. So the downside is the execution's not as good as it should be or could be. But the upside is these freshmen are getting invaluable reps. And if they're going to be called upon, which some of them will, that this experience will be very good for them.
How much of that goes on the defensive effort, though, to the numbers of the quarterbacks
had
today?
A lot. You know, the defensive line is, our pass rush is big. You know, it gets on you quick, and the ball's got to come out quick. And the coverage is good in the secondary. Very pleased so far with the corners, particularly Reggie Porter. He's a guy that is really playing good football for us.
The front seven, especially the front four, kind of living up to your expectations?
They are, front seven in general, yeah. We got Gianni Paul, Jared Norris, Jason Whittingham at the linebacker core. That's a pretty salty front seven and tough to run against because they're so physical and tough to throw against because they get up the field and rush the passer.
You've had 4 days now to look at Corey Butler at that corner spot.
Looks like we're going to keep him there. Okay. That looks like we're going to stay. Now, I wouldn't say still a little bit too early to make it a permanent decision, but he's going to stay there for the next finish this week out, and then for sure, and then we'll make a definitive decision next week.
How the quarterbacks look?
Good and bad. You know, did some good things. Particularly early on, it seems as the scrimmage went on, our quarterback play dropped off. Joe Williams broke out on a run, went about 70, 80 yards, 60, 70, somewhere. It was a long-distance run, and no one could catch him. We got some fast defenders, and nobody could catch him. So that was encouraging.
So are you good enough at running back you can split Devontae's carries 70-30 or 80-20, or no?
Nope. Devontae's going to get as many as he wants until he's tired. And so far in the past, he's proved he doesn't get tired. So Joe is a good number two right now, but nothing's going to dilute Devontae's reps as long as he's fresh and ready to go.
I was having Tevin Carter back.
It's huge. Tevin Carter is a gifted athlete. He's fast. He's got great size. He's got great ball skills. He's a physical tackler, and having him back there gives a presence to the secondary, physical presence to the secondary.
What do you mean by administrative penalties?
Administrative penalties, false starts, lining up with too many men in the backfield, illegal formations, penalties that occur prior to the snap. Those are administrative penalties, and far too many of those. Those are things that should not occur. You know, you're going to get called for holding on occasion. You might have a late hit by being overly aggressive, but to not line up correctly or jump the gun on a snap, that stuff shouldn't happen nearly as frequently as it did today.
We haven't talked a lot about tight ends through camp. How have they looked, and how are they today?
You know, the two guys, actually three guys. We got Siali and Evan Moyai, who are doing a good job, and Harrison Hanley is starting to make strides. Caleb Rep is doing some really good things, but he's tight end on paper, but the way we're using him, he's more like an inside slot receiver. But he's caught some balls today, and he's got very good speed. He's got 4.5 speed, and he's a big target, 6'4.5".
How did you guys come out west?
Covey looked good. Covey looked very good. He did some good things on some bubble screens, some things in the return game. And he'll help us. Like I said, right now he's our number one returner in the punt game. He's battling Corey Butler and Kyle Foulkes for the kickoff returner, and he's going to play a lot of slot receiver.
How'd you guys come out health-wise?
Very good. You know, early indication is there was nothing major. You know, we got to get everyone assessed afterwards. There'll be bumps and bruises. And sometimes you do something during a scrimmage, and with the adrenaline rushing, you don't realize it's quite as bad as it is. So we'll have to see and assess the damage afterwards. But as of right now, there doesn't appear to be anything serious.
You'll get a better look when you look at the tape. But on first blush, how was the left tackle battle today?
Sam Tevy's starting to separate himself a little bit. Sam is he's stepped up his game the last two or three days. Jackson struggled a little bit today with the false starts. You know, two or three of those were on him. And they're drive killers. You know, first and 15 is hard to recover from. Or third and 2 going to third and 7. That's difficult. And so those we've got to do a lot better job eliminating those.
Bottom line, the scrimmage, Sam?
Exactly what we needed. A lot of work. We probably had 100-plus plays. In fact, I know we did. And we needed every rep. And the key now is to grade it, show it to them, correct our mistakes, and move forward.
Thank you.
Okay.